The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Not Joe Biden.
This is Mission America with Linda Harvey.
Part of me feels actually sorry for the Democrats ending up with a very flawed presidential candidate, or so it looks right now, like Joe Biden. But then they believe in choice, and this is who they seem to be choosing. Well, let's just look at his behavior during the virus emergency. Many of us remember a time when a national emergency brought both parties together, and you did not make nasty statements about a sitting president dealing with a crisis. But that was then. Now we have Joe Biden, who is criticizing Trump for not doing enough, he says, more quickly. How can he say this with a straight face? First of all, it's not true. And when Trump put a halt to flights from China on January 31st, Biden said we had no time for Trump's xenophobia and hysteria. And the subject of the virus didn't come up once in the Democratic debates in February. So Joe Biden is hasty and he's unfair. And many of his statements reflect either forgetfulness or a foggy grasp of reality. His policy position on abortion is heartbreaking, since he supports abortions right up to birth. And I've detailed his extremism on the LGBT issue in an article on our website at missionamerica.com, including the fact that he was the keynote speaker at a national fundraiser for the largest homosexual group in the country, the Human Rights Campaign, where he made some very derogatory remarks about Christians. And Joe Biden himself performed a same-sex so-called marriage ceremony between two men when he was vice president. He's also said that the so-called Equality Act would be a top priority of his, and he intends to eliminate religious exemptions. Yes, in other words, we would be forced to publicly honor homosexual and transgender lifestyles and teach them to our children as respectable options and even civil rights. But then there are those who accuse him of sexual harassment. Some of them can be seen on video. Joe has a history of aggressively touching women, even when he's on camera, and the latest scandal is an accusation by a woman who once worked for him. Should it be taken seriously? The woman has just filed a complaint with the Washington, D.C. police, so I think it can't be ignored much longer. And all the people Joe Biden is said to be considering as a running mate are just as radical as he is. So the bottom line is, Joe Biden is an extremist with a history of being unjust, immoral, and unsympathetic to unborn human beings. Biden doesn't seem to have a good head or a good heart, and he certainly doesn't have a grasp on reality. Make sure you tell everyone you know to never, ever vote for this man. He spells danger for our country. Please pray for America, friends. I'm Linda Harvey. Thanks for listening. Friends, I want to make sure you know about all the resources you can access at our missionamerica.com website. And also, I want to make sure you know you now have the option of a safe, secure online donation at Mission America if you are so moved to support our ministry. So go to missionamerica.com for more information. And thank you so much for your prayers and support.